Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
From U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check one. Two.
That's a halfway
check,
point.
Check, check.
That's
one,
awesome.
Two. Check, 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 check.
You want me to put it back? Oh
my God. That is outstanding.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David.
Is that, I know it. Present.
Live from the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oakland, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Are you good?
Say something, Cliff.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. It's that time of the day. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that gong on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Na, 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 na.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
Sure, you bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, all the Cardi flying over to the Golden State.
But down,
in 13 minutes, he would sit us at the terminal gate. Sweet old chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Touch your engines and cool your wings and let me
here
make
we
it
go.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. That a boy, TP.
Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, call it in the football.
He's coming, he's coming. There he is. We got it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You technology guys.
Yeah, right. Very limited.
Is this live now?
We're live. Good question. Oh, that was a great question. Can I make it to the telephone? Los Angeles.
All right. So you need my guitar.
Yeah, boy.
USA, USA, USA.
Oh, there you go.
Outstanding. All right, let's get this party started. How do I sound? Do I sound a little echoish, Raji, a little bit?
Maybe we
Good morning, everybody. We are on the road in the home of Cliff Harris, the great safety for the Dallas Cowboys, NFL Hall of Famer, Ring of Honor inductee. And today we will be at the Star in Dallas presenting the Cliff Harris Award to the top small college defensive players of the year, Division II, Division III, NAIA. All get the $3,000 Cliff Harris Award trophy. Cliff, good morning, man.
Morning. You guys were up early.
We were, and you were too. We appreciate you and Karen letting us in here. And we're in. Are we in Dallas proper or Rockwall? What are we?
This is North Dallas.
North Dallas. Okay.
Dallas 40.
North Dallas 40.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Thanks for doing this today. Yeah. We've got the cameras up. If you can look around, you can see Cliff's replicas of his Super Bowl trophies, and really a cool study. I mean,
this
is a comfortable room, and you got your bust from the NFL Hall of Fame. Yeah. They allowed you to have one of those, and you got your Cliff Harris trophy, got pictures with you and all the great guys you played with and coaches, and you go in here, it's just like, you know, walking back in time a little bit, even your playbooks you got here.
Yeah, oh, man, it's great to come back in here. I get to see it every day and have those memories, and it's great that you guys can come in here because there aren't many people that get to come in here.
it's fun. We forced you to clean it up and make sure it was 100% ready to go.
Right? Yeah, Karen was on that week.
Yeah, we've the last few years, I think this is like the 13th year of the Cliff Harris Award.
Wow.
You know, we've done banquets. We did banquets for the first 10 years, and then COVID hit us and just sort of knocked us off. And so what we did, Roger, we sort of moved off that and said, what about going to the Star and letting these young guys see the career and what it led to of Cliff Harris? And it's turned out to be a really blast to see these eyes of these players walk in there. I mean, even if you're not a Division II or Division III player, it doesn't matter. You walk in the Taj Mahal of NFL teams headquarters, nothing touches, Jerry's, anything Jerry does. And so you're still prominently featured throughout the building, photos and different things, and all the five Super Bowl trophies. And we'll do photos today with all the winners, and we'll get a tour of everything. And, of course, what's weird, Roger, you'll see today they have tour guides that you buy tours to go through this thing on a regular basis. And it's really neat to watch Cliff with his gold jacket on and the three winners. As the guy's giving the history, this guy right here is the one who created this.
Yeah, man.
So that's it. It's a neat deal. And
we got a tour of this place from the Hall of Famer yesterday.
Yeah, it was good that you guys came in.
Now, the thing about it is you're still, of course, we'll talk about your history, but you still are living in Hot Springs. I mean, you're living in Arkansas as well, right?
Yeah, we have a place on Lake Hamilton and a place on Mountain Harbor.
So yeah, you have two houses. Bill Barnes, great guy.
Bill Barnes went to high school with me and a junior high with me, and has been a good friend for, I don't want to tell you how many years.
Yeah.
a long time. He's a great guy.
Yeah, you go back and forth. You got six kids. How many grandkids you got?
You need to ask Karen.
It gets tough a lot.
But you're busy. You guys stay busy with all the kids and grandkids, and of course Matt was a Razorback. Your son Matt played for, was it Petrino? Did he have Nutt? Who did he have? Who did he play for? Was it a combination of the two?
I think it was a combination.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be at the Star today. He's a good-looking athlete like you. His big strapping young man. And, of course, Karen's your rock star. She helps keep you in line a little bit.
Yeah, she cracks the whip on me.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the crazy thing, Cliff, is that, you know, there was two sets of Cowboy great teams, yours in the 70s,
yeah,
the one in the 90s with Jimmy Johnson, who we had the touchdown club last year. But, man, the Cowboys have just not been able to, you know, get anywhere the last 25 years.
Gosh,
it's got to be frustrating for you to watch as a former captain player.
I have a real difficult time watching it. It looks like, to me, I mean, the game has changed.
Right.
To a more an offensive-oriented game, where when I was playing, thank goodness it was a defensive-oriented game,
yeah,
and you could really play hard and hit people really hard, and I split helmets during my time. So, but today it seems like, you know, it's kind of like flag. I mean, I say that to these guys. I don't want anybody to call me. But
compared to when you play,
that's true. Today, you know, you can't even hit the guys. You can't hit the quarterback.
I know. Terry Bradshaw was on with us each week last year, and you know, we would bring it to him. And he's like, it's just ridiculous what those guys used to put up with.
Oh God,
the physical. You know,
I wish we could have gotten to him more and knocked him out.
I know.
So do I.
Beat you in two of the Super Bowls you lost.
I don't want to talk about it.
Who was the other loss that you guys had? What was the other?
The Colts.
Colts, okay. That was the first one, right?
Yeah. That was the very first one.
All right, so what we'll do today, Raji, Dodgy, we will do our regular Wednesday show. Trade Reed will be here shortly. If you got a question for the outdoors, it's interesting. Cliff loves the outdoors, loves the area around the lakes. We'll visit with Trey if you got a question for him. 661-1037. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Craig O'Neill will be coming in studio. You remember Craig?
Y'all are
about the same age, actually.
Great
radio.
He's a young guy.
That's right. Joe Nichols will be with us at the 9 o'clock hour.
Talking to him this week is when that new song comes out.
Yeah, that's right. The set 2 days. That's right. Wow. I think Justin, we may have Justin today for a little bit. He's taking Ella, his daughter, to a college up there, and they're going to take a look at some things. So we may.
I didn't know there was a college up there.
I don't know.
The only thing I know to go about where was ASU.
We'll have to find that out. And also, we have Match Game today, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. By the way, Joe Nichols is also brought to you by Power Struck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Back in studio, we don't have Chris today, but Todd Pierce is there. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know what? I think there is a button somewhere, Roger. He's our MacGyver, Cliff, and Roger will push enough buttons sooner or later.
You know what? I just know more than him. He's smart. He didn't want to learn this stuff, so he didn't have to. You know, he didn't have to worry about it. But now we've got it going. We've got it up.
His sounds good now. Now I'm the echo guy, but we'll get that fixed. A couple things. Last night, you had the All-Star game. I don't even know, Cliff, if you saw it. Todd, did you watch any of it last night? American League wins 4-0 over Nationals.
I got a chance to look at it in bits and pieces, but not, you know, start to finish.
It was on Fox, right?
You scratched me in the right spot. At the Atlanta Motor Speedway the other day, and he was dripping in sweat.
So you had that, and then yesterday here at Jerry's World, Spain beat France 2-0. Now, Cliff, you've been down here. Has the World Cup been created a lot of buzz down here?
Oh, well, it has. I mean, you know, today's world is full of, the kids are brought up playing soccer different than my era. So there's a lot of interest here in Dallas.
Was it sold out? I presume it was. I mean, I would think it had to be sold out. Matter of fact, they said Jerry Jones was there.
He
normally is out on his yacht during the summertime.
Yeah.
And but apparently he came in to be a part of that. So today you have England versus Argentina. Messi, Raj, is up. They're playing at 2 o'clock today. As a matter of fact, Cliff, one of the things we had to be a little adaptive with our presentation today at the Star, because out in the big plaza where that turf field is, we've got a congratulations sign that's going to go up, but we got to be done by 1:15 for that, because you've got a lot of soccer fans who are going to be watching the soccer match from up there, which is smart. So anyway, so that's at 2 o'clock today. Also, it was announced yesterday who the players were, Roger, that will be going to the SEC Media Days. Not a big shock. Quincy Rose Jr. has been there 4 years. Right. That's Caden Kittler, the center. We had him on our show last year, weekly throughout the year. And Sutton Smith, who's running back transfer from Memphis. Yeah. You didn't have a quarterback, which, but you know, he hasn't chosen him yet. Yeah, hadn't picked his starter. And so that just, you know, you usually have your quarterback going these things. But because it's not settled, I think people
wonder why he's got Smith, his transfer over Braylon Russell, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, number one. Number two, Seth Smith was a kid who had the 65-yard run against Arkansas that beat us in the fourth quarter last year.
Yep.
Cliff, I don't know if you remember that. Little do we know, we were watching the future coach of the Razorbacks. I knew, as a matter of fact, Sully from Channel 7 interviewed me after that game, and I said, that's it for Sam. I knew it was. You were going to Notre Dame next week. You knew you probably were not going to beat Notre Dame. You had to beat Memphis coming off that loss to Ole Miss, and sure enough, that was it. Also, Cliff, you've got the British Open this weekend.
Yeah, now, I love that.
Yeah, you know, you're a golfer, right? Yeah.
Well, I've had a golf tournament for
30 years.
30 years for charities, different charities, but primarily the Breakthrough Type 1D. It used to be called JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and even for Type 2 diabetes, I had it for a few years, but I've been raised a lot of money for them. And we've had all my guys that would come out, all the Dallas Cowboys, and they're becoming fewer and fewer.
You've lost some recently. Leroy Jordan recently.
Leroy Jordan and John Fitzgerald, who was my class.
Fascinating thing you told us yesterday. Your dad, because of diabetes, lost his sight and was unable to watch you play the last 5 years of your career, right?
That's correct.
That's a great motivation for you to help out that great golf. Yeah.
That's one of the complications of diabetes is blindness. And because it restricts your blood flow to your eyes and your brain and everything else. So, but I saw my dad, how it made me think. He was a P-38 pilot in World War II, shot down in the South China Sea, paddled to the only American-occupied island in the South China Sea, and survived. And I said, if he hadn't made it, Cowboys wouldn't have made it to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
It is, Roger, for me and you, walking in this room, for those that grew up in the 70s, 60s and 70s, to see this. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys and the Steelers were the dominant franchises and really, you know, raised the bar for NFL in America, you know, TV and all that. And so then, of course, you got Terry Bradshaw becoming a famous broadcaster. Nice. And but y'all were the dominant ones. And of course, that led to more success in the 90s. But boy, those 70s, man, were just great. You had fewer teams, so you had a concentration. Like, talk about those Steelers teams, and so many Hall of Famers. You guys had so many Hall of Famers, and a great story about you. We'll get into a little bit later. About, for those who don't know, I mean, you know, you went from Hot Springs to Des Arc.
Yes,
and played quarterback, right? And had one offer in college. It was OBU. Rex Nelson's dad, roommates with your dad.
Yeah,
and he convinced Buddy Bob Benson to give you an opportunity, and you got one scholarship, and you end up having a really, really great career at OBU, and then again, not drafted, and you end up making the team and playing 5 Super Bowls in 10 years. Only 13 players in the history of the NFL have played in 5 Super Bowls. Pretty darn good
timing.
Not only were you a great safety, you were a great kick returner. You were almost leading the league, and you were a heck of an athlete.
Yeah. I was at one time.
Listen, you still look good, buddy. You still look good.
You know, speaking of the former teams that you're talking about, now you just mentioned Terry Bradshaw being in the broadcast booth and all that, and I've never thought about it before. But with Don Meredith being the broadcaster that he was, and of course him being a Cowboy and all that, did you guys have a relationship at all because of his Cowboy history and all that, and you being a Cowboy after him, obviously?
You mean Meredith?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, no, not really.
Not even.
Because he went right into broadcasting that, and we didn't, and wasn't in Dallas.
And was he never around after that?
I'd meet him and talk to him from time to time. And, of course, you know, he had he'd talk about us on
sure.
on the games.
Absolutely.
But, so, but I didn't have a chance to visit with him very much at all. I went just a few times during my time. He was a great guy. He lived we got to see him one time. I think he had a place in Arizona, and we went out to Arizona one time and met with him out there. And
okay.
But we stayed. But he was a really, really cool guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Again, part of that era.
Yeah. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the text line. Someone says here, Matt played for Petrino. DJ Williams was his running mate.
Oh, yeah.
So I know they're buddies and do some media together. Somebody says here, good morning, guys. It's Billy Ann. I'm up early in northeast Arkansas. And said she just can't, and she actually said she's doing radio in Northeast, but can't bring it, let those guys know that she ain't listening to them, she's listening to us. But she makes a great point. You might want to frisk Roger on his way out, Cliff, just to make sure that there's nothing in his pocket, because there's some great memorabilia
here.
I
mentioned it yesterday. I don't want to creep Cliff out, but again, this is 12-year-old Roger here with a guy that he grew up with. This is just a blessing. This is just awesome for me to be able to be here. And
I'm glad to inspire you.
we'll take a break, Todd. And some people have said, by the way, Inquiring Minds have asked and want to know about where the star is. The star is in Frisco.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people just say Dallas. It just, you know, for people don't want to get in the details, you know, and get in the weeds. That's you know, it's easy to say that. But then you got the stadium in Arlington.
Right.
The star, the headquarters is in Frisco.
Right.
When you played, you guys, the stadium was in?
Yeah.
Irving.
Irving.
Yeah. And so none of it was ever really in Dallas. But,
no.
it's, you know, for the most part, it's the Dallas community.
We call it Dallas. Area.
What is Dallas like compared to what it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago?
More traffic.
Oh, I bet the traffic.
All its old way.
That's what we guys, that's what old guys now talk about.
Complain about.
About the weather, we'll talk about that. You know, one more shout out to Billy Ann. She's been such a supporter of us forever and ever and ever. She's up there in Blytheville as well, so she's going to be up there when we go up there to do our show. Hey, the new family market is opened up there at Albert Pike. It's open as we speak.
Nice.
Right now, you can. It's right down the street from a Bradford Marine there in Hot Springs. So go on by there, use your rewards card, and I think it's $3.27 for a gallon of gas if you use your rewards card, and that's a pretty good savings.
Yeah.
With today's gas prices.
We'll come back and visit with Trey Reed if you get an outdoor question, and we'll get Cliff involved in that because he loves the outdoors and spends a lot of time there. 661-1037. Glad to be here in Dallas visiting with the Hall of Famer. Cliff Harrison going to the star today. Don't go away.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Highly regarded class of 2027 big man Caleb Orego committed to the University of Arkansas on Tuesday. Orego, who is 6'10 and 220 pounds, reportedly took official visits to Kentucky and BYU before visiting Fayetteville in June. He's considering reclassifying as a 2026 prospect. Orego is a consensus four-star prospect with ESPN rating him the number 6 center and number 42 overall prospect in the nation in the 2027 class. Sticking with basketball, there are more impressive performances from former Hogs in the NBA Summer League. Trevin Brazil scored a game-high 32 points as Denver beat Oklahoma City 106-103. Darius Acuff had 26, but the Kings lost to the Brooklyn Nets 115-83. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain chances are still high today. A 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high of only 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm with an overnight low of 71. Tomorrow, we'll get back into the 90s. A high of 91, partly cloudy with some isolated showers or thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire.
All right, it is 6:32 on this Wednesday, July 15th. Morning Mayhem on the road again. Summer of adventure thanks to Oaklawn. Today we are in the home of Cliff Harris, NFL Hall of Famer, Ring of Honor inductee, and just one of the greatest athletes to ever come out of the state of Arkansas. Back in studio, Todd Pierce is in for Christian Weaver. We appreciate him. And I see that we have Trey Reed there. Good morning, Trey. How are you?
Good morning, y'all. What's happening?
Doing good. Let's just jack his sound up a little bit, Todd, as much as you can, buddy. I was going to say, have you and Cliff ever met, Trey? Have you met Cliff before?
I don't believe so, man. I was listening on the way in and heard Cliff talking about Lake Hamilton and Lake Washita.
Oh, yeah.
So sounds like we might have some interest in common.
Now, you like to hunt, Cliff. You've got it. What do you have up here? What's that on the wall?
Well, that's an elk right there.
And now, where is that from?
6x6. That's from British Columbia.
Okay.
And
have you done any hunting in Arkansas? Do you do that, or fish in Arkansas?
I mean, I grew up squirrel hunting.
Okay.
Right outside of Hot Springs, and my dad would take me hunting. We did what we call still hunt, you know, instead of hunting with dogs.
Yeah.
We'd sit out, and it's just an unbelievable experience. I had such a great childhood. My dad would take us. I would freeze to death, you know, because, you know, they didn't have the equipment.
Oh, that, what they do now, yeah.
Then that they have now.
You would eat the squirrel?
Oh, my mom would make the squirrels, cook the squirrels, squirrel and dumplings, and I was not really into the eating of them.
Sure. Well, Trey's funny. The squirrel just doesn't get the credit they deserve. You know,
it makes me think, was that one of the most elusive creatures that you'd go hunting for? Or was it the easiest? Because I hear a lot more squirrel and rabbit than deer sometimes.
I would think it'd be easier.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to go out
Too far to find a squirrel. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Well,
stand in the neighborhood.
You have to still hunt, what you're called. You sit at the base of a tree and be still and wait for the squirrels to come out because they run off when.
Yeah.
But I had a single shot 22 that I was.
You were nailing them.
Trey, I see a potential future promotion for Cliff Harrison and squirrels. What do you think?
We need to get Cliff up to the world champion squirrel cook-off in Springdale at our
squirrel
central, our Ozark Highlands Nature Center up there. We started hosting that event 3 or 4 years ago, and it's huge. Cliff, you were joking about not really being into eating the squirrel when you were younger, but you would be amazed at what these camp chefs and even some real chefs from restaurants will show up sometimes. We'll have 30, 40 teams up there, and it's pretty remarkable what they can do with the lowly squirrel.
Yeah, well,
here's a couple questions.
I'll give it a try.
Here's one from our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Trey, could you provide some details about the hiking permit that's being implemented? I don't understand why we need a permit to walk on public land. Is that you guys?
Yeah, we had a new regulation that went into effect July 1st, which basically, if you don't already have a hunting or fishing license and you are going to use one of our Game and Fish owned WMAs, this doesn't apply to all public land. It actually applies to about 12% of the public land in Arkansas, as well as Game and Fish lakes. So it doesn't apply to Ouachita, Hamilton, Beaver, any of those big lakes, but just the Game and Fish lakes. There's a $10, you got to get this $10.50 conservation permit. And so here's kind of the story on that. You, for many, many years, really, hunters and anglers have paid for conservation through our license purchases, as well as the excise taxes paid on sporting equipment, firearms, ammunition, rods and reels, boats, all that good stuff. So the federal government imposes an excise tax on these manufacturers, which obviously is passed on to the consumer. And that is through the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Acts. That's a big source of funding for Arkansas Game and Fish and every fish and wildlife agency across the country. And so this is really an attempt to kind of engage that, for lack of a better term, non-consumptive audience. Those things besides hunting and fishing, your kayakers, canoeing.
Right.
Hiking, bird watching, mountain bikes, all that good stuff. Just a way to kind of engage with those customers and help them, give them the opportunity to help pay directly for conservation in Arkansas.
Trey, you want to go ahead and hit his open, Rod? You want Todd to do either one? Let's hit his open to make it official, please.
Todd, I won't touch it. I'll let you do it.
I'll take care of it.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Thanks again to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Another question here. Did you guys see and did Trey see the latest man versus beast encounter, a bull bison? There was a older gentleman in Yellowstone that was, Cliff, probably, what do you say, Roger, 40 yards away, watching this bison that had laid down and was just in the dirt. That bison gets up and sees him, and I think the old man was with his son, and so the bison takes off after him, and he runs around these trees, a pretty big group of trees, and you think there's no way that bison's going to continue. Well, that bison keeps chasing him around, and it gets him, hits him, knocks him about 10 feet in the air. It doesn't kill him, but he's in serious condition. Trey, did you see that?
I did see that. You know, one of those shows up every now and then, which always gets the National Park Service to put their social media accounts out there. Don't pet the fluffy cows.
Yeah.
and I got to say, you know, this guy was, as you noted, David, he wasn't like, you know, trying to walk up and touch the bison or anything like that. It was, I think that bison might have had some testosterone raging through his
veins. That's what they were saying. Well, he was in a safe area. I mean, there's a picnic table over there. So
it just goes to show you, though. You just
because of rut. He was in rut.
Yeah.
So it was that time. Yeah. So, he was looking. And they don't eat people, you know. So,
that's right.
Yeah. He
Roger, I'm very impressed with your usage of the term rut. That's very, very well done, sir.
Learn from the best.
Here's something here. This is Cliff. I grew up hunting squirrels too. I was allowed to use an ancient single shot 16 gauge. The greatest sniper during Vietnam, Carlos Hathcock, who was in Arkansas, I think, learned to shoot by hunting squirrels with a single shot 22 to feed his family in central Arkansas. Power to squirrel hunters. I don't know if you've heard about this guy, but one of the great snipers.
I've heard those stories before. Just a kid, who came from, like an Audie Murphy.
Yeah.
Who had come from squirrel hunting from out this way. I did the same thing.
Well, I had a 410, so I did 410 shotgun, so it wouldn't shoot 20 yards,
Cliff, the last time I went squirrel hunting, I went with my buddy R.J. Hawk. I don't think. Were you with us?
No.
It was not you, and it was not Trey. And I killed a couple on the day before Thanksgiving. A couple of squirrels.
Oh boy.
And
guilty.
I think I was with you, Roger.
Wait, were you?
I wasn't on the deer stand with you. I think we were actually deer hunting, but the deer weren't very cooperative that afternoon.
That's exactly
so
right. The deer
you turned it into a squirrel hunt.
Well, that's exactly right.
And you'd have a 30-30.
And I'm hoping no deer shows up.
He was shooting him with a much bigger firearm than probably necessary.
Instead of a 22.
Yeah. Well, Jason Brown got him. Jason Brown got him and took him and cooked him up and did all that sort of thing. But it broke my heart because they were just out frolicking on the night before Thanksgiving, and I did that. And from that point on,
you felt guilty.
It's 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You should have put dumplings in there.
Well, and I've had them. I think Trey's brought us some. Trey, what was the last thing you brought up to us, Trey?
It was a rabbit pot pie,
rabbit.
I think, is what I brought y'all back in February.
A rabbit pot pie. It was good.
661-1037 is the number here. It said, I read that Grandpa and his grandson were 100 yards away when a vehicle startled the bison before it began its raid. Somebody said, Steve said, that bison just left Low T Center. So
they said somebody to that guy's point. I think I'd also heard that maybe a car horn had startled the thing again. It was, it was just
a nightmare. That old man's just trying to run around the trees. And here's one that says, Trey, do hikers have to wear Hunter Orange during deer season?
Wow.
That would be a really good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're not hunting, there's no requirement to wear Hunter Orange. But, yeah, we encourage folks, if they're spending time out in the woods during a gun deer season, to definitely put that Hunter Orange on just so, to be safe and let folks know where you are.
Here's one from Billy the Kid. Wants to know Trey's opinion on fishing below the dam when they are generating. I haven't had luck when they are.
Yeah, I mean, you got to change your tactics up. I think he's referring to our trout tailwaters, which we talk about with you guys a lot because we've done some trout fishing together. But, they're all the thing that makes trout possible in Arkansas, because they're not native here. It's the cold water releases from our big hydroelectric dams on the Big Upland reservoirs. And so, when they crank it up, you got to obviously, if you're wading, you got to be careful and watch that current. But it also really necessitates changing your tactics up a little bit.
Well, let's go to break, Todd, but I'm looking over here. We're in the study of Cliff Harris, and I see a picture of you and your father.
Yeah.
And he's got a string of fish. So what are the fish and where is that from?
Well, that's from the Caddo River
at
Glenwood, Arkansas.
Right.
We lived there at that time, and I think those are bass. And he was a purist because he was a fly rod fisherman topwater fisherman. And, then they came out with plastic worms. And I was not – so I ended up following my dad's path and becoming a topwater fisherman. And
what a great photo. What year would that have been? That would have been...
Probably 1820. I could figure it out mathematically, but I don't want to tell you.
Listen, Cliff looks absolutely fantastic. Remember, this guy played in five Super Bowls in 10 years. He was six consecutive years in the Pro Bowl. He still holds the record for the Cowboys. No other DB has been a six-time Pro Bowler, if memory serves me right.
Oh,
when
wow.
we did the tour last year, the tour guide pointed that out. It's on the walls here.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's where we're going to be today at the Star. What is the number that the Cowboys are up to now? I think the value of the franchise is like 11, because if the Seattle Seahawks are now 9.6, the Cowboys got to be like 11 or 12.
Gosh, yeah.
All right, if you got a question for Trey, we got it for a few more minutes. Appreciate Trey coming in, and we're here at the home of Cliff Harris. Take a look at the webcam if you want to see some cool shots. We'll have Rogers show some different angles, and sure. I see a lot of gold, the pictures of gold that was the old matchup between. So think about this. Cliff, you had the great rivalry with Pittsburgh, had a great rivalry with the Redskins.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was
brutal.
It was the one we wanted. We always had to be. It was the Cowboys and the Redskins.
Yeah.
Cowboys and the Redskins, and those were some great games, man.
All right, do not go away. 6:45 on Morning Mayhem.
You drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood, or call us at 501-834-7700.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Roseville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, 6:50, wrapping up this segment with Trey Reed. Appreciate Trey always coming here on Wednesday mornings, and thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for his sponsorship. If you've got a question for Trey before we get out of here, let us know. Here at the home of Cliff Harris, someone said, where is it at? So some people claim legend status, and some folks like Cliff Harris are undeniably legends. Yeah. Well done. Yeah, you are a undeniable legend. I mean, you just the numbers state it all.
Yeah, Mike Mobley was asking a question about Cliff, if Cliff used to exercise up on Brady Mountain Road, and if he used to run up and down those mountains, and Cliff says he did. Mike Mobley says that back when he was a kid on the dock with T.P. Jones, I don't know if that name, he said he used to hang out with you guys, you used to hang out with him on the dock.
Yeah, that's true. That happened. That goes back a long way.
Long time. Long time. Well, that's just another great memory. Just another great memory.
Trey, do you have anything you need to get out before we let you go?
You know, guys, it's kind of like I'm in the same boat you are this time of year. It's the doldrums, man. There's not just a lot of outdoor activities to talk about. But the one thing I would mention, want to give a shout out to our newest Arkansas Game and Fish Commissioner, Steve Keeter from Paragould, who was appointed, I think, 2 weeks ago now by Governor Sanders. So congratulations to Steve Keeter. He will be joining the commission actually today and tomorrow for his first meeting of his seven-year term on the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
We had on Mike Knadel.
I heard Mike and Jessica talking. Yeah, our former director, who's now the Dallas County Sheriff.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that he had come on the show when he was a director of Game and Fish.
You know, one of his last official acts as Arkansas Game and Fish Commissioner, and he made sure this happened, was he had to play Beat the Bass.
He told me he beat me.
He
beat me.
I'm not sure that if the fix was in, but I think he did. Sorry, Mike.
If you go to the webcam that Roger has set up, great shot of Cliff right behind him. He's got the elk, which is beautiful. The horns there, and you've got flanking two of the replica Super Bowl trophies. Two of the trophies saying you are the Professional Athlete of the Year in Arkansas. Just really a cool setup in here, a great career. You know, if you look, Trey and Roger, if you compare numbers, hard to argue with Cliff being, you know, up there with saying the greatest athlete to come out of Arkansas in terms of accomplishments.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about Scottie Pippen. Six world championships. You guys certainly say that.
Sure.
Who was another one? Brooks Robinson,
Lance Allworth.
Yeah. Although Lance didn't win, you know, I don't know how many Super Bowls he won.
But you were born and bred in Arkansas.
That's right.
As well.
Did you didn't overlap with Lance?
Yeah,
you did. It to the Cowboys.
Well, there's a story behind that. Because when he first came to the Cowboys, that was my remember exactly what it was, my first year or second, but. And I'd grown up as a Lance Allworth fan, and I counted back because we were practicing, and at Thousand Oaks, and my number was going to be his. I was going to have to cover him. I said, "Oh, I can't cover Lance Oliver." So we thank goodness he went sideline route instead of, and he caught it.
So, nice.
I didn't want him to beat me deep.
Sure. Well, and it's also too, Trey. You got to be, as a guy representing Game and Fish, you got to love when you turn on the radio or you're doing this segment with Cliff and you hear him talking about as a kid being with his dad shooting squirrel and then catching trout, you know. That's exactly what you want to hear, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's you're talking about all the memorabilia there, and that Cliff's got Super Bowl replica trophies right next to elk and photos of deer and squirrels and all that. It goes to speak to, and you guys know this from the calls we get, but how culturally important hunting and fishing is to the state of Arkansas and people growing up here.
Well, I tell you, I used to love it. It was freezing cold, and my dad would get us up before daylight, and we'd get out there at Crystal Springs and go up, and I'd sit under a big oak tree and still hunt. And we didn't use dogs, but, you know, we were still hunters.
Just sitting perfectionists. No deer. Huh? Go ahead, Trey.
In the single shot.
Yeah. The thing, you know, still hunting for squirrels is probably one of the greatest ways to become a good hunter and woodsman in general terms, because you have to pay so much attention to everything and just really get focused in on what's going on. So you learn more about the squirrels and just the woods in general and the other critters that are out there. It's a great way to become a good woodsman for sure.
Right. It keeps your, you know, you look for movement.
Yeah,
And that's probably helped me in football.
what's the movie where the squirrel? What was that?
Christmas vacation. You're absolutely right.
Trey, listen, summer of adventure. You know, we were in Atlanta for two NASCAR races Saturday and Sunday night. We're here in Dallas today. I'm going to be in Tampa for SEC Media Days Saturday through next Thursday. Our summer of adventure. It's running out of time to get a fishing adventure in. Trey, what are we going to do, man?
Here's the beauty of that. Well, number one, I will remind you that I've been asking for your calendars for about a month and a half now.
I know
those calendars fill up, but here's the beauty of fishing in Arkansas. We can do it essentially year-round. So, like, if we don't get it in the official meteorological summer of June, July, and August, there's still opportunities out there.
And we only have a minute or two here, but Cliff, one of the things I noticed, and I you remember the name of the lake. I'm telling you what's beautiful. When you cross into Dallas, that lake is a lake sort of with the H.
Hubbard.
Ray Hubbard. I mean, you circle back around and go over the lake coming over here. Yeah. It felt like I'm going over not a lake, but a gulf. I mean, like the bay down at the Gulf of Mexico down there. It's beautiful.
It's a giant.
Do people fish that? Is that a big popular fishing deal? Or is it really more skiing and that kind of deal?
Well, it's a combination of both. I fish that lake. It's okay. Like,
beautiful,
it's
beautiful.
Not like Washita.
That's right. Yeah. Washita is your favorite, right?
Yeah, Washita is my favorite.
Listen, a lot of people were fighting mad. We can't lose Cliff.
Yeah.
To Lake Hamilton, he's a Washita guy.
Yeah. Bill Barnes, but he's upset with me. But I still have my place.
Right. And Steve Qualls.
Yeah.
Steve Qualls.
Trey,
it's
like he's gone from what would be a comparison going from Washita to Lake Hamilton? It's like what would that be?
Country to the city.
Yeah, that's reverse Green Acres situation there.
I mean, going from space to madness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little crazy.
It really is. I mean, you know, you're talking about Lake Ray Hubbard there,
different.
Much like Hamilton. I mean, there is essentially development all the way around Hamilton.
Yeah.
A little small exception, especially on the southern part where Garvin Gardens is. But and then Washita. Yeah. Zero development on it outside of Bill's, and other outfitters' cabins and what have you. But it's essentially just all nature around it. So it is a stark contrast, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Trey, thanks so much. Thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. We appreciate you, Trey.
Thank you.
We'll
an honor to be on with Cliff Harris. Y'all have a great rest of your show.
Thanks, Trey. All right, we'll come back. We'll visit with another legend, Craig O'Neill. Right, so do not go away. We'll visit with Cliff about some great memories. Got a big day over at the Star.
Huge day.
Big day at the Star. The Cliff Harris Award goes out today. Don't go away. 7 o'clock in the morning, Mayhem.
Almost over and the summer's coming. The days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready.
story we don't understand ourselves either. 103.7 The Buzz.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell.